Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
Okay, here we go, here we go. Welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast, folks. We're glad to be back with you. I'm here with the professor, Professor Barlow, and I tell you, the journalisming does not stop. We cannot keep up with it. We got more to report today. We got some running themes in this show. If you listen to our show, you're starting to catch on quick, and you got some announcements too.
I do. You know, we have that Patreon page up, and it's just a few bucks to join, a few bucks a month, and you're going to get videos there that we do not post anywhere else. And more of our videos are going to be going exclusively to Patreon. But we're putting up a series of videos right now. You know, if you were an old-timer, we've thought about this. How did the old-timers survive in North Central Florida before electricity? It couldn't have been easy. There are very few vegetables you can grow here without irrigation, it turns out. And so one of the few you can grow without irrigation is the good old southern field pea, like the black eye.
Good source of protein.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you were a pioneer out here, maybe you had your peas, your iron and clay peas, some cornmeal, some syrup, and whatever game you could gather up, and that's how you might live, you know. So we're going to grow them this summer. They were planted in late May to take advantage of what rain we have, and we're going to grow them completely without irrigation, the old-fashioned way. And we're going to put up a series of videos about this process. I think the first one's already up there, kind of following the crop along until we hope we have a successful harvest late July, sometime in August. So these videos will be coming out on Patreon. I think maybe there are four of them up there by now.
Right.
And we'll continue right to the very end till hopefully we're cooking some peas with ham, you know.
So this is all behind that Patreon member link.
Absolutely.
Okay, okay.
And very, very cheap fee to be a member, nothing to it, and more is on the way.
So. Okay, awesome, awesome. And, you know, we on the Pine and Palm podcast here, we are not quite...
It's Palm.
Palm and Pine.
Palm and Pine.
Yeah, yeah, I messed that up. Hey, no retakes, no retakes. That's what we do. We don't, because we're not real good at
editing. I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah, we're not real good at editing. But on the Palm and Pine podcast, we're not quite totally off-grid. No. But we're going to show y'all we could be off-grid.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so we're not the doomsdayers, but if the doomsday comes, we kind of still try to stay connected to the old ways and know how to make our own food, harvest our own food, grow our own food. So we're going to be a lot of good information in there. Should you be a prepper or doomsdayer or one of them off-gridders, you might enjoy watching some of that. And I tell you, some of the other videos, we've got some material already behind that paywall. And some of the other stuff is some little deals we've done and maybe didn't use.
Right.
We've got some other little jokes, little stories that we've told and all that kind of stuff. So that's the kind of material. We're just slinging it on that Patreon. And so there's going to be extra stuff there if you want to take a look. And so it's going to be a good resource as we go forward. It's all a lot of it's unedited and a lot of different variety of stuff. We're kind of a variety show anyway, but
right.
That'll be a good thing to look at. I tell you what, Douglas, we've got these overriding themes.
We
keep hitting upon this stuff, journalism.
Keep running into a lot of the same problems out there. Lately, it's been buttocks.
Yeah. It's amazing how the world, you know, as it happened quickly, I think. You know, it seemed like everything happened quickly. And it evolved into this world. And we got the villagers over there at the villages going crazy and hiding stuff in their buttock crack. Another old boy, Pine Ellis County, shot a boy through both of his buttocks. Now, you know, I was looking at that, too.
It was Hillsborough County.
Yeah, I was looking at that, and I'm starting to wonder, and this might be something for the Patreon. We'll dig in this a little bit, but could it be one shot
through both cheeks? If he was a skinny old boy, yeah.
You line him upright, you know.
He was a skinny old boy, yeah. If he's one of these units up at Walmart, no.
Right. Like you say, them bigger buttocks, it would need, you need that bunker buster.
We could.
What was that Midnight Fury? What was it? What was that strike that
I
did?
I was trying not to pay attention.
Yeah.
We could run a test. We'd have two cantaloupes for the skinny guy and then two big old watermelons for the, you know, the unit at Walmart.
We won't use a bunker buster because those are $37 million per shot. So we can't do that. But we could do a simulation on the size of these buttocks, what we mostly see running around here. But, yeah, we got these overarching themes. We've got the Buck Bay Bandit, who I believe is still at large.
Still at large.
And, you know, we got some of these churches around here that we get keeping us entertained on how things are ran.
Absolutely.
And these buttocks out of control.
Right, of course.
Like I say, that village is, we're learning a lot on different color coding and the ways they communicate kind of surreptitiously.
Yeah, shame on y'all.
Yeah, the villages, I tell y'all what. You know, it used to be old people, you kind of went to them for wisdom, and you know, you learn, like you say, the ways of the old.
Now you go to buy a straw of meth crack from them now.
Yeah. Now you learn about loofahs and meth cracks and blue straws, and it's something happened. I'm not sure what happened. You know, there's prescription drugs on the young people,
trying
to control that ADD on them, and then on the older people, there's another set of prescription drugs they own, and it's changed our world.
And then that spiritus liquor is still tied in.
That Florida cocktail mixes in all of that, and it has changed our world. Both the young people, they like comatose.
You notice that they like comatose.
But the old people cutting up like spray brooches, you know. The old people crooked as a dog's hind leg.
I have a news story today. You will see.
Yeah.
It shows more of this going on.
Yeah.
You know,
so. I'm right there with you today. Again, no fool like an old fool. And why?
Right.
Why are all the old people crooked as a dog's hind leg? That's what I just don't get it. I don't understand it. But hey, before we get in that news hour,
I think we have another word game.
Let's do another word game.
Because
we always try.
You're able to show the word to the.
I'm gonna show the word. We're trying to riddle the professor.
We haven't done it yet.
We've come close, but we're gonna try to get you on this.
Okay.
I'm gonna show y'all the word. I'll go offline and I'm gonna say the word.
Dr.
Barlow has no knowledge of the word.
I'm ready.
We're gonna try to puzzle the puzzler here.
Absolutely.
See if we can get you to say this word. Yeah. So here is the word. Turn your head.
Oh, okay, yeah. Here we go. No. I don't want to see the word.
Same.
Are you ready?
All right, we're ready to go. All right, here we go. All right. Time starts now.
Oh, you've already started the time. You haven't asked the question yet.
That's what hers is right.
To me before.
Okay. All right, the time is ticking. All right, Douglas. Florida's mostly made of...
fleas and ticks.
No. All right. Wait a minute. All right. Okay. If you take a holiday, you go over to Daytona Beach, and what are you? You're going to be surrounded in
homeless people. Surrounded by homeless people.
All right. Almost anywhere you go in Florida. Yeah, almost anywhere you go in Florida, this is going to be all in your shoes, your clothes, in your car.
It's
going to be all
smell
around.
Of cigarettes.
Well, you know, if you'd have said marijuana, I might have accepted that. But no,
marijuana,
that's not the word either.
All right.
The center. All right. If you look at Florida, kind of geologically, the center of Florida, you look at the center.
Got that ridge.
Yeah, and the villages are built
on the back of $7 an hour labor.
No. Oh man. We're running out of time for sure today. Okay. I got it. All right. Remember.
I need
remember,
coaching.
All right. Remember when Daddy was trying to grow that bahia grass for the cows, and so he took a soil sample and went to UF, and they told him he needed every amendment but
sand.
All right.
We got everything but sand.
We need everything but sand.
Got plenty of sand, and that's kind of amazing that I have learned that the best sand actually comes from a mine in North Carolina.
Really?
And that kind of made me mad when I learned that.
They got better sand than we got. Our sand ain't even no good.
Our whole state is actually sand.
But it ain't no good. The North Carolina sand.
It has too many impurities in it. They got the really
blue
pure
straws,
sand,
meth pipes, dentures, all kind of stuff laying out in that sand.
That's it. So, we have an exciting
crack pipes,
several
crack
exciting
pipes
news reports today, don't we?
All right, hey, let's go right into that Palm and Pine newscast right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What has come up for Kaylee?
All right, Dr. Barlow, what you got coming in here on the news for us? Got to keep everybody up to date.
I saw a story about a Florida man. This is a very recent thing and a very peculiar thing, and it got me to thinking about these professional news shows, you see. CNN, ABC, NBC, and you know,
Palm
when things
Pine
get very serious, they'll go to a specialist. So, if it's military,
experts,
they might go to Colonel McGregor.
Mm.
You know, when it's about football, you know, they might go to Kerwin Bell or Danny Werfel,
for expert
analysis, you know.
Right.
I think we need somebody like that on our show. We need, a psychologist to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we can say, Dr. Skinner, why in the hell would somebody do this?
You know? Dr. Skinner to have his damn work cut out for him, I'm going to tell you.
I think that's what we need, and you will believe it after you hear this headline. So, this is old Florida man in Orlando. I'm just going to read it to you. Man accused of peeing on food causes over $10,000 in damage.
Oh, my goodness. in a rep? Whoa.
He did a numero uno, Steve. I will read the story. So he was in one of them big box stores. I don't think it was a Publix. I think a Sam's Club or something.
Costco or something. Okay.
And kind of like our old boy in the Delta airline flight, he knew he had to go a deuce, and he had a choice. In my britches here or make a run for it. So he was down one of these aisles, and I think he had a choice. Now,
and this is a number one.
He's Uno. Yeah. I'm calling him the Uno Bandito.
Uno Bandito. well, as you get older as a man, it does become more and more of an emergency.
And an accident is not against the law. So here's how it played out. He was standing there down an aisle. And I think he had that choice. Do I go now in my britches or do I make a run for it in the back? And he decided, I'm not going to make it.
But he's not going in his britches either. He decided to clear his britches.
Well, he thought no one was down the aisle looking at him.
Right. It's
so
such
he
a
thought,
big
I'll
store
just relieve myself here. Yeah. Now, if he went in the aisle, there would be a puddle. And that would give up his game pretty soon.
Right.
You know? So he thought,
clean up aisle seven.
I'll
clean
just turn
up
to the side and pee on the groceries.
Oh, my God. Come on. What county is this in?
This was in Orlando, but the story gets deeper as to how they got him and where. And there's going to be a lesson here. But he didn't know, but a lady had seen him doing numero uno on the groceries.
They probably got
and
some cameras,
too. And he ruined a
too
world of groceries. He ruined four cases of Spam, five cases of Vienna sausage, and it totaled over $10,000 when they added it up. Now, Spam, it's $5 a can now. I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, my goodness.
And
so now,
Steve, do you think he went to the manager and said, sir, I've had an accident over here on the Spam.
Right. When he cleaned
I want to make good with you.
Right.
It would have been an accident at that point, not illegal.
That'd be totally forgivable.
I'll help you clean it up.
Totally
I'll
forgivable.
Pay for that. Now, do you think he did that?
No, if we're calling him the Uno Bandito, then
no,
I'm getting,
Uno
guessing not.
Bandito was going to run.
mm.
But
goodness.
Here's the problem. Right. Here's the problem. Here's what caught him. Well, that lady had seen him and taken a picture. So then he left and he bought something that had not been urinated on and went and paid for it.
Right.
And all y'all out there, y'all get your rewards now when you go up and you, with your cell phone, you get your rewards with your number.
For your membership.
Well, here's the reward you get. They can track you.
Yeah.
So they had his picture, so they looked at that surveillance film and saw him come through, and then he used those rewards.
Yeah, they had his phone number, his email address, probably knew where he lived.
They knew exactly where he was once he used that reward, and they didn't even have to be in a hurry.
That's how they get you.
So your reward is not that 30 cent you save a year, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your reward's going to be they can track you, so they weren't even in a hurry to get him because he moseyed on back to Martin County.
Yeah.
Okay. And they just picked him up a week later, and he was quite surprised when he got picked up at his house for peeing on groceries.
$10,000. So this is telling me, Douglas, is he didn't try to just, you know, do it discreetly or under the stuff on the floor.
No, he went
fire hose. He just went.
And he must have drank a pot of coffee.
Gosh, all the groceries he went full fire hose. Man, well, see,
very surprised when they showed up in Martin County because they have seen his picture, and he's an old Florida man. Mm-hmm. They don't give his age.
Come right to him.
Like Tom Jones was his name. He's an old Florida man. They put them stripes on him, and he doesn't look none too happy about it because the old Uno Bandito had thought he had gotten away.
The numero.
But he got that reward, see?
Numero Uno Bandito.
See, had the Bandito not bought anything and used that reward.
I tell you, this is what I do. And I don't know, this, you know, do whatever.
Yeah,
but I've been there checking out and had the clerk ask me to sign up for the rewards while I'm on my cell phone, and I'm like, Noah, I don't have a phone and I don't have an email.
That's what I tell them, folks. They want that number. See?
And sometimes they don't believe you. Well, surely you got an email. I'm like, no, I just don't. I don't have an email.
We're not saying do stuff illegal, folks, but Buck Bay Bandit's still on the loose.
Right.
Uno Bandito wearing them stripes.
Right.
See, he used that reward. Yeah.
So. If anybody's got an update on that Buck Bay Bandit, let us know.
We want to know about that because. Yes, absolutely.
You know, this stuff.
You could strike again at any time. You
know? I'm becoming a little unsettled. This stuff happening.
So that is a story we would refer to our resident psychologist. You know, what makes a man want to piss on the groceries?
What, you know,
a grown man. I mean, judging from his picture, he's between 55 and 65. I don't get it. I mean, there's something going on.
To go
there,
fire hose right over all the food. I don't.
Some
I don't
spiritus
get that.
Liquor maybe that day or something like that. So you never know. Watch out, folks. You might be in the grocery store and see someone. When you go to the scratching dent and you're picking up that can of Spam, you might take a smell of it.
Well, it might have blended with that Spam, you know. I don't know. Good gracious. Well, I tell you what. So I got something I'm bringing in here today to everyone that a lot of y'all may not even be able to believe this or comprehend.
Does it involve a new kind of bandit?
Well, not exactly, but it involves another set of buttocks. So remember we had the lady there in the villages. She was hiding the methamphetamine in a straw, clenched up between her buttocks, and it didn't take them long to find that.
I must say, most normal folks would not have looked there.
Yeah, so this is right. But they knew her deal.
And I would not have looked.
We wouldn't have looked. Wouldn't have looked. But this was gonna kind of beg the same question I'm bringing you today, and this comes from Pinellas County.
Okay,
St. Petersburg.
We've had some action there before.
A lot of action there, St. Petersburg, Pinellas County.
Mm-hmm, right.
And, I don't know about you, Douglas, but when you do over 5 years in the Army like I did, you're going to get yourself like some free tickets for some orthopedic surgeries. And I've had numerous, more than three, orthopedic surgeries since my time in the Army. And so, you know, I don't know. Have you ever had a major surgery? I don't think you've had that.
Not since I was a wee little baby.
Okay. You know, you go in to get a surgery, and there's a lot of prep, obviously. They might give you a Sharpie, and you might write, you know, like no, like I had a hip replacement. You write no on the good hip, like don't don't replace that hip, you know. And then over here, you might write, you know, yes, you know, on this hip, and then you're gonna be a thorough. It'll take several hours of consultation before you get on the table.
It reminds me of the case of the missing nipple already.
Yeah, there we are. Yeah, right. Getting a surgical procedure. Yeah. And so anyway, this gentleman, let me find his name here. 43 years old, mm-hmm. Michael O'Neill.
Okay.
In Pinellas County.
Okay, okay.
Now, this was kind of a surprise mm-hmm. surgery. He mm-hmm. had a knife wound.
Okay, all right.
So
okay.
he got into some kind of altercation, okay. got a knife wound, so they had to roll him on in there mm-hmm. to the hospital.
Pretty serious, okay.
Yeah, the hospital in St. Petersburg.
Right.
And so they get to working him up, get him in there, mm-hmm. and they, you know, get ready to do the surgery, and I guess get this knife out of him. And a very observant.
Where was the wound at?
Okay, now they didn't really get into where the knife was. But it was in, you know, I want to say he was stabbed in a dispute.
A Facebook dispute.
Yeah. A drug dispute.
Okay.
I don't think it was Facebook, but anyway.
A less than honorable dispute, yes.
So let me read you the headline.
Okay.
And that'll start to break this down.
Okay.
Stab victim's secret stash was stumbled upon during surgery.
Oh.
Okay. So they get him in there. And a very observant RN. I think uh-huh. the doctor was working on the knife thing, but it was an RN, and she's kind of, again, very observant. And she discovered, and I'm just using the same mm-hmm, terminology, mm-hmm. she discovered a glass crack pipe, a lighter, mm-hmm. a package of aluminum foil, mm-hmm. and within the aluminum foil was a generous amount of cocaine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All of this in the rectum. so not in plain sight, but all of this was concealed.
So they like x-rayed him. They have to x-ray you first. Maybe that's when they saw that.
It just says, here's the arrest affidavit. While in surgery, ARN located the stashed items.
Okay, all right, I see. So now like the woman in the villages, it was just kind of in the buttocks crack.
Yeah, right. Kind of still external, but this was more inside. If we, I as far as I go with it, because we try to keep this family friendly, but he rolled
that's
on in there.
Hide things pretty bad.
Right. Well, and he had rolled in there and had this stuff kind of concealed. And it says after being hospitalized for his injuries, he was then booked in jail after the surgery uh-huh. for cocaine possession. Possession of drug paraphernalia
uh-huh.
and some other thing here about concealment of drug paraphernalia.
So he had an all-around really bad day.
Yeah. He obviously lost the knife fight. And it says over...
I'm not going to ask how they got that out because they need their evidence. I'm not going to ask how that worked out.
You know, hats off to these LE folks. You know, they got to handle this evidence and work with these kind of people. You know, it's hard enough for me to just read about it, right? Can you imagine working in that field and dealing with this kind of stuff?
That's hard up to hide
something. So here's what's going on. He was released just yesterday, it says, from custody after posting $5,000 bond. That doesn't seem like much, $5,000. He has pleaded not guilty.
Not guilty. Yeah, it was somebody else.
Yeah, they put him to sleep. They put him to sleep for that surgery, and then you know the cops, they're going to come in there and ram that up in your rectum. That's what they did.
It was my cousin's own.
Yeah. That was somebody did that to him while he was out, and so he's going to have a good defense. You know, they'll probably consider that, and because you know somebody planted. You know when they plant
well,
that evidence.
Yeah, that's
on
that him. Damn sure planting.
Now,
get more planted than that.
Going a little further here. With Mr. O'Neill, over the last few years, he's been convicted of DUI, numerous drug-related counts, possession of cocaine, methamphetamine.
So he couldn't afford to get caught again.
Fentanyl.
That's why he was hiding.
And
like
narcotics paraphernalia. So he does have a little bit of baggage besides...
kind of makes me think of that woman in The Villages. If a little right. bit of would have leaked out in that rectum, he'd have been operating table.
Yeah, that would have woke him right up. They'd have been like, hey, hit him again. Hit him again. He's waking up. Now, listen to this now. It gets better.
Oh.
So last year, the same gentleman, Mr. O'Neill last year, now he pleaded guilty to drug possession.
Okay, all right.
But that's because they did a jail strip search when he was in jail. Uh-huh. Now, this is incarcerated.
Okay.
They did a strip search of him in jail and found two baggies of fentanyl and crack rocks hidden, and I'm just going to read it, in his buttocks area. Okay, so buttocks area. So that could have been clenched between the cheeks. But that's what that says. So they knew he had a history of using them buttocks to hide these drugs. And that was a year prior, incarcerated. And he was hiding
it like
that. I think it
would be easier to do without the drugs, I don't know, than hiding things in your buttocks.
I tell you what, I don't. Again, we got to get an expert here.
I mean,
on the
you
show.
Might kind of like them drugs. They might make you feel good. But I think if I got a choice between a drug that makes me feel good and carrying things in my buttocks. Or not carrying things in my buttocks. Right. I'm going to go for not carrying things in my buttocks.
You know, I can get me like a fanny pack. Or like, you know, back. There's a lot of ways I can carry stuff without having to resort to that kind of.
But usually people don't check in your buttocks.
right. It's a little more private. A little more private, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's what you call a mule.
We'll have to get some experts on this show because it's gotten beyond the scope of what you and I can do.
It is. And we need that resident psychologist that we can refer to.
Yeah. I'll tell you something else about this journalisming that I've learned. You know, that now that I'm a professional journalism writer, one thing, somebody made a little comment on one of our little posts, and they're like, hey, you guys are not really journalists because you're just repeating what you found on other sites.
Right.
And I said, well,
to some extent. Yes.
Yeah. And I said, well, that's what all journalists basically do. Right. And I don't want to say all, I don't want to just label all journalists.
Right. They have one or two feeds and they all run from that.
They're all reading the same feed.
And that's one thing we've learned. We go to different sites. Hey, it's the same story over and over and over.
The only thing that is not professional about us is
we're not professional.
We ain't getting paid.
Well, that is what makes you professional. You get paid.
Yeah, we ain't getting paid. We ain't getting paid. So that's
you hear about stories here. You're not going to hear about anywhere else. It's not going to be on the news.
No, it's not. And you're not getting any bias here. We definitely are not.
Right.
We're not paid off.
You're not going to turn on the TV tonight and hear about a man pissing on the groceries. You're not going to hear about somebody hiding drugs in their buttocks cracked. You're just not going to hear about it.
No, that's not coming to you.
You're hear good stories, you know.
So. Hey, on a brighter note, Dr. Barlow, you brought me some chicken eggs the other day. I appreciate that. Again, getting back to that off-grid, free-range chickens. Much better than just the plain store-bought eggs.
Absolutely.
I credit that to a lot of my higher-level thinking and brain activity to pull together a show of this magnitude and level. We have all that omega-3s working in my brain and everything.
Hey,
what I want to do for you, Doug, and I'm going to give you this sheet of paper now.
Okay.
This sheet of paper, now don't show it to the camera. You can look at it. But there's 12 words on there.
Okay.
There's 12 words, and that's a little gift to you.
Okay.
Hopefully the eggs keep coming. But that's basically a Bitcoin wallet.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do a show eventually. And I'm gonna have you bring those 12 words back. Don't take a picture of it.
No.
No digital on it. Hide it. Keep it safe.
Okay.
And we'll get back in here, and we're gonna go through how you can see that monetary Bitcoin, that full sovereign Bitcoin, and how it works.
Okay, great. So that'd be great for our listeners.
Very informative. Very informative. Like a lot of stuff we do.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Douglas, you got anything else?
That's all I have today.
All right, there we go, folks. We're glad to bring it to you. Hey, watch out with that the buttocks area, inside, outside, all around it. Do not assume somebody has not already numero unoed on your food.
Keep your head
discount.
On a swivel at the grocery store.
Be watching your items. You pick them items, give them that little sniff test, put them in your cart. And also, if you are going to pee on something, don't get in that membership program. That's how they track you. That's how they find you.
That's how it happens.
That's how that works.
That'll be your reward.
So keep it real out there and keep it Florida.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.